Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, May 28th, 2025, and we have a great mix of finance headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. People's Financial Corporation announces a regular cash dividend. People's Financial Corporation, parent of the People's Bank, has declared a regular semi-annual cash dividend of 18 cents per common share. The dividend will be payable on June 13, 2025, to shareholders of record as of June 11, 2025. Chairman and CEO Shevis C. Swetman expressed satisfaction with the financial improvement and commitment to shareholders. The company, with $867 million in total assets, operates 18 bank facilities along the Mississippi Gulf Coast. People's Financial Corporation's common stock is listed on the OTCQX Best Market under the symbol PFBX. Forward-looking statements in the press release caution against placing undue reliance on forecasts. For more information, visit the company's website or the SEC's website. Velocity Global appoints James Loftus as Chief Financial Officer. Velocity Global, the leading provider of employer of record, EOR, has appointed James Loftus as Chief Financial Officer. Loftus, with over 20 years of experience in fintech, M&A, and venture capital, will play a crucial role in shaping the financial and corporate strategy of Velocity Global. As the CEO, Francoise Brewer, stated, James's expertise in scaling high-growth businesses will be instrumental in leading the employer of record category. With a background in leading high-performing teams and serving as a strategic advisor to startups, Loftus is excited to contribute to Velocity Global's mission of empowering growing companies with global workforce solutions. We look forward to seeing how his leadership will further expand the business and deliver seamless, compliant solutions to clients worldwide.
VivaCore Inc., NASDAQ VIVK, leads the charge, sees impressive success in environmentally conscious oil field operations. VivaCore Inc., VIVK, has seen impressive success in environmentally conscious oil field operations, reporting a 201% year-over-year revenue increase in Q4. The company completed additional gathering lines and acquired Endeavor entities. With a focus on clean technologies, VivaCore is proving that environmental responsibility and profitability can go hand in hand. As the oil and gas industry faces increasing scrutiny for its environmental impact, VivaCore's innovative approach is setting a new standard. Advancements in clean technology offer pathways to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and VivaCore is leading the charge in this important shift towards sustainability. Westlane Partners welcomes Rita Salas, former Chief Investment Officer of New York City's pension system, as Senior Advisor. Westlane Partners, a private equity firm focused on special situations in the middle market, has announced the addition of Rita Salas as a Senior Advisor. Ms. Salas, the former Chief Investment Officer of New York City's $100 billion pension system, brings decades of leadership in public and private sector finance. Her expertise in navigating high-stakes environments will support Westlane's focus on executing special situations across the middle market. With a background in finance and a track record of success, Ms. Salas's strategic judgment and operational discipline will be invaluable to the firm. For more information, visit Westlane Partners' website. Rock Breaks, Lahontan Gold Corp., TSX, LGCCXF. Engages IBN to lead corporate communications strategy. Lahontan Gold Corp. has engaged IBN to lead its corporate communications strategy as it advances its gold and silver projects in Nevada's Walker Lane District. With a focus on unlocking oxide resource value from past producing sites, Lahontan aims to transition toward near-term production through capital-efficient strategies. IBN will utilize its expansive distribution network to boost visibility and engagement with investors, media, and the broader market. Lahontan Gold Corp is a Canadian mine development and mineral exploration company with four top-tier gold and silver exploration properties in Nevada. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold Corp's website at lahontangoldcorp.com.
Gold's safe haven status could further assert itself this week. Gold ended the week with strong gains as investors sought safe haven assets amid concerns about the U.S. dollar's reliability. Moody's downgrade of America's credit outlook drove gold prices to $3,200 per ounce, with spot gold now at $3,361.2 per ounce. While some analysts are cautiously optimistic about the U.S. Memorial Day holiday calming market nerves, gold's status as a safe haven asset remains strong. Companies like Tor Metals Inc., TMET, could benefit from this trend.
After replacing 700 employees with AI, Klarna is now rehiring. Klarna's CEO, Sebastian Siemiatkowski, admits the heavy reliance on AI for customer support led to a drop in service quality. After replacing 700 employees with AI, the company is now rehiring. This move comes after cutting costs proved detrimental. For AI firms like D-Wave Quantum Inc., Klarna's shift in strategy may signal a new direction in customer service. Under construction, four stocks capitalizing on the U.S. building boom. The U.S. construction industry is booming in 2025, with total spending at $2.19 trillion, up nearly 3% year over year. JFB Construction Holdings, JFB, is making waves with $69.5 million in new contracts across various sectors. Prologis, NYLD, maintains stability with a $1 quarterly dividend and strong earnings. Lennar Corporation, LEN, adapts to the housing market, reporting $7.2 billion in revenue. Toll Brothers, NYSE TOL, sees solid Q2 results and invests in luxury residential markets. These companies are capitalizing on the construction boom with strategic moves and financial strength.
TNL Mediagene getting noticed on Wall Street. Benchmark Equity Research starts coverage with speculative buy, $3.50 per share price target. TNL Mediagene, a next-gen media company focused on millennial and Gen Z audiences in Japan and Taiwan, is making waves on Wall Street. Benchmark Equity Research initiated coverage with a speculative buy rating and set a $3.50 per share price target, implying nearly 350% growth. With major publications like Business Insider Japan and Gizmodo Japan, TNL Mediagene boasts about 45 million monthly unique users. The company's technology-first approach to advertising and marketing, leveraging AI and data from over 175 million digital footprints, sets it apart. As regulations change the landscape, TNL Mediagene's trusted brands and ability to provide omnichannel solutions make it a prime target for advertising opportunities. With a dual growth strategy focusing on organic and inorganic growth, TNL Mediagene is expected to deliver sustainable long-term value for both clients and stakeholders.
Radar Inc., doing business as Telvantis, schedules virtual investor call to review Q1 25 strategic milestones and future outlook. Telvantis, a leading technology-driven telecommunications and enterprise solutions provider, has scheduled a virtual investor call for Monday, June 2, 2025, at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. This meeting will cover Telvantis' first quarter performance, recent strategic initiatives, financial achievements, and future growth plans. Investors can register for the event online and submit questions in advance by emailing ir@telvantis.com with the subject line Investor Call Question by May 30, 2025. Telvantis CEO Daniel Contreras emphasized the importance of transparent communication with shareholders and looks forward to sharing progress and engaging with investors during the call. Nancy Foran Pinzon joins PPAC Private Bank and Trust. Nancy Foran Pinzon has joined PPAC Private Bank and Trust as a senior managing director and group director in the commercial banking division. With experience at Flagstar Bank and Fleet Bank, Nancy brings a wealth of knowledge to the team. She will be based in Melville, New York, and will help grow PPAC Private in Long Island and the tri-state area. PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation, the bank's holding company, has total assets of $7.1 billion and offers a client-centric approach to banking, wealth management, investment banking, and more. For more information, visit the company's website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.